It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yes, sirree. Don't forget that during the Top 5 at 5, we're going to give you a chance to win a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview with true outlet prices every day. And check out The Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bathroom showroom, won't you? All right, time to get started on the Top 5 at 5 with...
Number 5.
Number 5, Valerie Castile, the mother of Philandro Castile, the Minnesota man whose shooting death at the hands of a police officer was live-streamed on Facebook, went on CNN this morning to denounce her son's killing and the state of race relations in America.
I couldn't believe it. I could never fathom in my life. I did everything right as a parent. I made sure my kids understood the difference in being law-abiding and that the police were there to help. I never once in my life would have thought that my son would actually be killed by the persons that are supposed to protect and serve him. And he is legitimate all the way across the board. You want to carry a gun? Go and get your license. And that's what him and his sister did. Everything he did was legitimate. He worked an honest job 5 days a week.
Yeah.
You're still saying there's no profiling, but it is. We're being hunted every day. It's a silent war against African-American people as a whole.
It's hard to argue with what this mother is saying. She also, in this CNN interview, said she had taught her son throughout his life, whenever you get stopped by the police, quote, comply, 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 comply. That's the key thing in order to survive being stopped by the police. And it's, I'm not gonna pretend to know what that feels like. I can't. But I do know that it's happening more and more. It happened in Baton Rouge. It's happening here in Chicago. The video makes this one, it's not worse than the others, but it shows again that there's a disconnect somehow between the police and the black community. And I understand the stress a police officer goes through. I understand that, but if you can't have this happening. And it seems white cops and black guys, that's where it's happening the most, and it's unbelievably offensive. She also said, I think he was just black in the wrong place. We're being hunted every day. It's a silent war against African American people as a whole. We're never free. Very hard to argue with that. And I know I've talked before about how I don't like people playing the race card. This is definitely not playing the race card. This is the real deal. This, unless something comes out that we can't see, I know the video happens after the shooting, so we don't know. And we haven't heard the police officer's testimony or any statement from the police up there. We've heard the governor of Minnesota say that he wants, you know, an independent prosecutor right away. He has come out strongly against the police officer and against this shooting, as he should. Now, granted, there were protesters outside his house all night, again, as there should be. This is a suburb of St. Paul, right near the fairgrounds and near all the fields for the University of Minnesota's agriculture program. So, described in all the articles I've read as a nice middle-class suburb, a traffic stop for a broken taillight should not end in a dead person. And there's got to be some answers. There has to be a reckoning. There has to be something done. You know, we see the officer who killed Laquan McDonald. He's being charged with first-degree murder. I don't know how charges can't be brought in Minnesota, but we'll see what happens there. It's very disturbing. And if you're a member of the black community, I don't know, you know, how you go about just processing this when it seems like a slaughter. All right, let's continue with the top 5 of 5. That one was heavy. Heavy way to start the top 5 of 5, but it's out there and we got to talk about it.
Number four.
Not lightening it up too much. Speaker Paul Ryan joined Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly on the Kelly file last night and weighed in on the FBI's decision not to recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton.
He basically spent a number of minutes walking through how she not only mishandled classified information, how she was grossly negligent. It seemed to me as he was going through his case that he was going to recommend prosecution. Only then he recommended against prosecution. People have been committed, have been convicted for far less. And the point is, yes, this certainly does underscore the belief that the Clintons live above the law.
Ryan went on to say, to lay out his intention to request that Clinton be denied access to classified info for the remainder of her campaign.
You know, when I was at Mitt Romney's running mate, I got classified briefings every week by the CIA, by National Intelligence, very sensitive information, which you get as a candidate once the convention occurs. Comey said, short of prosecution, some kind of administration action should occur, bringing consequences. I think the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, should block her access to classified information, given how recklessly she handled this during the presidential campaign. If she becomes president, that's one thing, but I don't think she should get classified information, given how recklessly she handled this.
And I could see that point. If there are going to be any sort of sanctions, that would make sense until if she becomes president. As Paul Ryan said, you got to give the president classified briefings. There's no two ways about it. But I wouldn't be against that. If someone came out and said, listen, for the remainder of the campaign, but there somebody on her in her campaign has to get the briefings so that she can talk knowledgeably about what's going on. You can't cut one of the major presidential candidates off from information completely, because you have to know. Because if you are elected president, you have to know what happened in the 3 months beforehand. You have to have that knowledge going in. You have to have that knowledge to adequately campaign again. But I can understand why people have questions. And while she will not be criminally charged, there are questions out there, and they're not going to go away. So we heard Comey answer a lot of the questions today. We'll see what happens on down the line.
Number three.
New Bulls guard Dwayne Wade was slated to co-host live with Kelly Ripa this morning, fresh off making his decision to come play in his hometown.
So what's up? Anything exciting happened to you last night or anything?
Last night was a long night for me.
Long night for
us too?
Can you
tell by my eyes?
Well, we weren't sure if you were going to show up, so we were really paying attention.
No, I was so excited to get here. I was more nervous about this than I was about everything that happened last night.
Okay, well, let me put your mind to ease, because you just got through the hardest part, but I want to congratulate you because you are the newest Chicago Bull, is that correct?
Yes.
He's the newest Chicago Bull. He's very happy about that. He went on to say some more stuff.
You know, obviously, I'm born and raised in Chicago. You know, I had a house there until like 2000, until I got married again when I had to get rid of it because it was a bachelor pad.
Yeah.
And I'm excited, you know, to go back to, you know, the place that I've always envisioned playing basketball. You know, being a kid growing up and, you know, Michael Jordan and Chicago Bulls was the team, you know, and for us. And I've always, like, envisioned myself, like, being in the backyard. I always had a Bulls jersey on. I always envisioned Dwayne Wade's name being called in the United Center. And I get an opportunity to live that dream out. So my career has been great.
Yeah, and as Kevin said, it's going to make things interesting, right, Kevin? We're going to be going to pay a little more attention. Now where are we going to put Denzel? Where is he going to fit in this?
He'll get a chance. They need some shooters. So if he can get on the court and make a few shots, I think we'll get some playing time.
Denzel Valentine coming in from Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Should be good. So listen, I'm happy about it. I know Dwayne Wade's 35, but he hasn't shown that he can't play. So until he does, I'll be happy. Of course, the retooling, as you said, makes no sense. What are we retooling for? We're using old parts. We're retooling our new car with old parts.
Exactly.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Get a brand new car.
But I guess
put an old engine in it.
These players are a little more pricey than used parts. 2 years, $47 million for Dwayne Wade. Should have been an NBA star, Brian. I've been saying that for years now.
I know. Should have worked on those shots.
Radio or NBA, and I chose radio.
Keep dreaming.
Well, listen, we all have dreams, and sometimes they fall completely flat. All right, it is 5:17. We will continue with the top five at five on the other side, but now Violetta Podramatic has Oh, wait a minute, Violetta. Just hold your horses, young lady, because I forgot that we have a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview.
I'll take it.
With True. No, you can't have it. True Outlet prices every day. Check out The Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. If you are caller 19 at 312-981-7200, caller 19 is getting that gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot, check out the best of the West. The West Burbs, that is. Tune into Chicago's Best Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. All right, it is the Ro Con Show with Anna DeVlantes, Brian Noonan in for Ro and Anna. We are in the midst of the top five at five. So let's continue, shall we?
Number two.
Yesterday, former Fox News Channel host and Miss America 1989 Gretchen Carlson filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against Fox chairman and CEO Roger Ailes. But 3 years ago, on Kilmeade and Friends, a Fox News-run radio program hosted by Brian Kilmeade, Gretchen alluded to Fox's policy on pants.
Guess who just walked in? If you're watching, if you have the podcast, Gretchen Carlson's in, dressed casual.
They
kind
don't, wait
of.
A minute.
Very nice.
Nobody's going to recognize me because not only am I dressed casually, I have on pants.
Yes. What is, I guess, Fox News, the ladies were not allowed to wear pants. She continued to talk about her attire or lack thereof.
Well,
okay.
Pants.
Now, what pants, is... we're not allowed on Fox and Friends, remember?
Yeah, what happened with that?
So I have jeans on, Brian. Welcome to the new Gretchen.
Wow, look at that. Are you going to be jeans on your show when you start?
You just never know.
You might be the jean show.
It might be
jeans be a requirement.
I know. See, this is something that you always said on Fox and Friends. You always like to be shirtless.
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes you actually suggested that for me.
Right, which is interesting. They wouldn't carry that for the West Coast on the delay.
Yeah, well, so you never know what I'm going to show up in. I'm busy putting it all together, and so, you know, I might forget my clothes the first day.
Wow. Very flirty, Gretchen Carlson. I found it unusual that she filed a lawsuit for sexual harassment in the workplace, but she wasn't suing Fox News. She was just suing Roger Ailes, which made it a little more of a personal thing, in my opinion. But then I listened to some legal experts, and they said that that's not that unusual. That if it's, you know, it's one guy, it wasn't the whole organization. She didn't feel it was institutional harassment. She just thought it was him doing the harassment. That he said if they had gotten together a long time ago, allegedly, he said, that she would have been better and he would have been better. I don't know. It's a little bit creepy. To have your boss kind of say those things to you and then feel that way. But this was strange that she talked about not wearing clothes on her own show. But I guess that's different. You can say what you want about yourself. It's if your boss is, like if Violetta were saying, oh, I'm going to do the traffic without any pants. That's one thing. But if somebody was telling her she couldn't wear pants while she was doing the traffic, that would be another thing.
Well, Brian, in these cameras that we have in all our studios, you can really only see from like the chest up. So who's
that's
to say
true.
I'm wearing pants right now?
Listen.
Let's all hope you are.
If you're not wearing pants, why? It's by your own design. It has nothing to do with an edict put down by someone
right?
in power. You know?
Right.
Like your boss, Dave Ennett didn't call you and go, listen, Kevin, you want to do afternoons on Rose Show? You got to do it pantsless. That didn't happen.
Go Cats.
Yeah, he would have the conversation with Go Cats. What are you eating, Violetta?
Nothing.
You see, you're eating like a freed hostage up there. Man, I've never seen anybody put a sandwich down that fast.
I just don't understand
like you were angry,
why this camera
like you were,
has to be here. I
like,
can't.
Like you were angry
myself.
At it. It was you were eating that food like you held a grudge.
I don't know.
What
I'm
was it?
Hungry.
What is it?
I'm
I know.
Hungry.
Well, that's okay. What is it?
It's a Jimmy John sandwich.
There
freaky
you go.
Fast.
Freaky fast. That's how you ate it, freaky fast.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought they meant by freaky fast.
All right. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Let's continue, shall we?
Number one.
Thank you, Orion. During a late night WATE 6 broadcast in Knoxville, Tennessee, anchor Mona Nair was just trying to educate her viewers about the nutritional properties of butter. But her co-anchor, Ryan Beasley, seemed to have other things on his mind.
Researchers looked at butter consumption in over 600,000 people and found little to no link between butter and chronic disease.
All right, Mona, you're a health expert. What do you think about boner?
Listen,
about butter.
Well, I am a huge butter fan.
Okay.
Yes, I eat corn on the cob. I really like to kind of get it in there good.
And so it's not going to kill you?
No, I think you're good with butter.
Wow, Beasley trying to double clutch after he asked her what she thought of a boner. That was... You got a feeling he's sitting there and his mind is drifting, and then he realized she was done talking, and he was like, uh-oh, I got to say something. That was the first thing that popped into his mind, no pun intended. You ever made a mistake like that, Kevin? Been talking to a lady and all of a sudden said something wildly inappropriate?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Sure.
I'm sure. Yeah, wow. Maybe once or twice.
So,
sometimes.
Were they talking about corn and butter?
They were talking about butter, and yeah. He was talking about something else.
Well, you could see, yeah.
No, you can't. Can you? Can you draw a question? If I were talking to you about butter, is that what would pop into your mind, Violetta?
I don't even know what you guys are referring to.
Of course not. Beasley went on. He also conveyed his fear of butter.
I just know if you leave butter out for about a week, that doesn't get any. No, there's no mold on it, and that kind of scares me.
I'm butter. A butter in my fridge person.
Okay, good. All right.
Wow.
You can leave butter out. Though.
You can leave butter out.
I like to leave it out because then it spreads better on the toast.
See, I'll take it out a little before meal. I won't leave it out all the time.
But I've left mine out for 6-7 months at a time, Brian. It's totally fine.
I hear there's no mold on it, according to this Beasley character from Knoxville.
Well, they used to churn it and just leave it outside, right?
Sure. Some people, we all refrigerate it now at some point. It's sold in the refrigerated in the store. Some people I know do leave it out because they use it
just
a lot.
For like
I don't.
Overnight,
I don't.
So then the morning it's ready to go.
See, and I'll take it out, like I said, a little before the meal. If we're going to have corn or something. That we use, because I don't usually use butter.
But corn, it doesn't even need to be softened, because it's the hot corn anyways, so you just put it on a fork and rub it around.
Yeah, but then you got that big lump that kind of melts in the middle, and you got the edges. I still like it soft for corn.
All right, that's fair. You don't get a consistent melt.
Now, if I'm going to use butter, I want a consistent melt. That's my game.
Yeah.
Normally, that doesn't happen. But, yeah, so Beasley's thinking about his region and how butter does not mold. So very odd newscast down there in Knoxville. We'll have to catch him. Maybe they stream live and we can check out Naren Beasley doing the WATE6. But right now, we're done.
The top five at five.